playing the biggest Aussie hits at night right around the country for Oz, mate. It's Matty Garwood, and we've got a brand new single for you tonight, Merry-Go-Round, from one of our favourites, Mahmood Khan. He has worked with Coolio on Gangsta's Paradise. He's worked with Vanessa Carlton, and he has got a massive 2020 going for himself with some big singles hitting it out. And we're joining him right now. Mahmood, thanks for coming on Oz, mate.
Thank you for having me. Feels like home now.
Now, not only have you got a bit of Merry-Go-Round going at the moment, but it's an absolute whirlwind with the successes. How are you finding it all coming out of isolation?
Well, it's great. And, you know, I've always been isolated. I've been isolated for 20 years trying to just develop myself, you know. But the difference is this time, because everybody else has slowed down, so it really feels quiet. Before, I used to just be by myself and I knew the world was going on and, you know, it would feel like I'm missing out on stuff. But now, everybody's at home, so I'm not really missing out on anything and it's a lot quieter. It's very nice and peaceful.
And you're just finding it time for yourself, not only to personally develop yourself, but to be creative as well.
Yeah, and just do things that you wouldn't do before because now you know the value of time all of a sudden.
Sure.
You know?
Mummy, bringing out new music and doing exactly that, did you ever see the success that you're having right now?
Well, I knew that one day, you know, there'll be some success, but the amount of it, I had no idea because at the same time, I'm in Billboard magazine, which was a childhood dream to happen, and then it's translating into Australia. Both countries simultaneously number one on the charts for the past 4 or 5 weeks. I'm really surprised. I really am in this space surreal, and I'm really humbled. One of my brothers called me, and he said, where is the money? Everybody wants to know where is the money, and I said to him, look, the main purpose of this, that I grow. My growth is the main thing that's going to happen out of all of this. It's going to make me a better human being, a better writer, and a better musician, because I'm already starting to write new stuff based on this, and it's different.
Now, Mahmood, you are no stranger to number one Aria songs. Tell us a little bit about Merry-Go-Round.
The song initially was written for Barry Gibb from the Bee Gees, and he's been my idol. So I knew he was writing an album in Nashville with Keith Urban, so I saw an opportunity that maybe I could send in a song as well. By the time I send it off, the management calls me and says, well, we already finished the album and maybe for later. But I couldn't keep the song. The song felt like it had its own life. I ended up producing it at a big scale, got the bass played by Julio Hernandez from Florida, and Camilo Valendia played the guitars on it, and I did the voicings and mixed it. The minute it comes out in my hands, I send it to my promoter guys, and they say, this is more radio. This is more Australian radio. And I said, really? So I went in and I finished it, and I did two versions of it. One is the ukulele version, and one is the pop version.
An exciting time for you as well, not only creating music and having hit number ones, but you're also writing a book, I believe, Mahmood.
It's a short, about 22-page read. It's called Staying Alive. It's about the time that I spent in Los Angeles from when I was 17 to all the way for the next 15 years, the hip-hop world, the way I explored everything, and my boss who ran the studio was in bed with Pablo Escobar, and they were doing millions of dollars of drugs. And I put it together in form of a story that can be pitched for a motion picture screenplay. And I did get a call back from a production company already in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I must sound humble, but I wouldn't mind them having put a film together about my life.
How cool, hey.
These days I'm writing, looking back at my whole life, and they've given me 2 weeks to put it together so they can send it to their producers. So that's something very, very, very exciting. Then he also said, while you're doing that, keep writing the music, because if the film ever gets made, it'll be your music in it. So I'm doing both things at the same time. So who knows? Maybe it's high time, you know?
So apart from big blockbuster movies, what else can we look forward to with Mahmood Khan coming out for the rest of 2020?
Australia's home, the most beautiful place for me in the world. My daughter is born here.
Yeah.
She's an Aussie, you know, and I love it. I love the wide open spaces, and I love the songwriting that's coming out of it. And if it was up to me, if I never go on tour, if I only release singles in Australia for the rest of my career, I'm really, 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 really happy with that. So I'm going to fulfill that for the next whatever time I have. I'm going to just keep releasing songs in Australia. And whatever else happens, it's just going to be the icing on the cake. But the main holy grail is just doing content for the Australian audiences that's responding to my work. So I just kind of want to fill them up a bit more.
Awesome, Mahmood. Well, we're absolutely loving what you're doing, and it's showing in the success without the numbers up there with the number ones on the ARIA charts. So thanks so much for coming on and having another chat to us here on AusMade.
Thank you, Matt. I really appreciate the support that you've given me and all the community stations around Australia. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Hello, everybody. My name is Mahmood Khan, and you're listening to Merry Go Round, my new single.